Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Welcome to the Wednesday show, and welcome to your life. Here we are, rocking around this little green and blue marble in the cosmos, trying to figure things out, trying to figure ourselves out, and doing the best we can. And in this show, we always talk about the astrology and energies of right now, just to gain some insight into how to use the energies in the best possible way with higher consciousness and awareness. So this is the Wednesday show where we talk about the astrology, and in the Monday show we talk about more healing themes. And this past Monday, I gave you some ways to think about owning your energy after these big downloads, after these big periods of time where we've had changes, we've shifted, you feel different, your life has changed, and it's important to be aware of self-sabotage. So I talk about that more in the last show, which was on August 27th. And today we're going to dive more into what is happening astrologically. Now, we did have the big Pisces full moon on August 26th, and that was at 3 degrees. So that means the moon had just moved into Pisces, and it left this tidal wave, if you will, of energies in its aftermath. Monday and Tuesday, I don't know about you, I was wiped out. I was exhausted. I was tired. I was just feeling all these side effects of that full moon. I hope you weren't, but if you were as well, I believe that's what it was. It was like these giant, you know, waves that just kept coming through to clear out, to cleanse out all the Pisces letting go. So here we are now, and the moon is in Aries. So that signals a new start. And you could have felt that too if you even felt a bit more energized. And this is important because the energies are shifting this week in a significant way now that Mars in Capricorn has stationed direct at 28 degrees of Capricorn. I said Capricorn twice there. What we're doing with Mars in Capricorn is we're actually revisiting our plans from earlier this year. Mars was originally at this point, the same exact point, back in May. May 12th, May 13th, May 14th, May 15th. If you can remember May, this is what's coming back up with Mars. So Mars is all about what we want, how we assert ourselves, our desires, what we plan for and take action about. It is the masculine energies within each of us, and it's basically how we say, I want this, I'm going to go for it. So in May, there was something you were planning, you were wanting, and in Capricorn, we become our own commanders. We are the CEOs. We are the masters of our own ship. And we want to feel that sense of, I'm in control of this. So wherever 28 degrees of Cappy is in your chart is where this energy is coming up. And now we're revisiting it because over the summer, things changed, right? Something shifted. And this could have been at a big level or a smaller minutia level. But there's something that shifted here around your goals, your career, your professional ambitions, where you're headed and where you want to go. And Mars has come back to this point as a check-in. Because there's more that we needed to know throughout this summer, the energies we had to let go of, the soul contracts that needed to be cleared out, things that had to be finished, and all of that needed to go so that now you could have a new view from the mountaintop. Because that's really what motivates Capricorn energy, is getting to the mountaintop. And because Mars is at 28 degrees, which is the end of Capricorn, it is the mountaintop. It is after starting off at 0 degrees of Capricorn, is climbing to the top of the mountain, and what do you see from up here? What do you see now that you couldn't see before? Let's say the clouds have cleared out, the fog is lifted, something is new around where you want to go, and specifically where you want to direct your energy. And you can feel it physically because Mars is the physical self. Physical self. You could feel it in your desire to say, I'm ready to commit to a new workout program or a new exercise commitment. That's, you know, something physical. Somewhere that you feel just a rise in your own goals and ambitions. And Mars is going to be hanging out here at 28 degrees specifically until next Tuesday, that's September 4th. Then he goes into 29 degrees of Capricorn for about a week. And then he finally goes back into Aquarius September 12th. So we essentially have 2 weeks here of really getting reset. Reset. It's literally like you're resetting something for yourself. And it's not meant to be rushed because Capricorn goes slow and it's diligent and it doesn't take risks and it makes sure that things are in place and lined up and what's reliable, what can I count on. But there's a sense here of newness and allowing that to be so for yourself, allowing it to be, okay, I didn't realize that now I'm really focused on XYZ when at first I was focused on ABC. And so Mars is what we call exalted in Capricorn. And that means he works really well in this energy. So it's different than the rulership. Mars's rulership is Aries. So when he's in Aries, he's gung-ho, off to the races, charges ahead, warrior mode. Mars in Capricorn does really well in this energy because it's another leadership sign. Aries and Capricorn are both leadership energies. They're both cardinal energies. They initiate. They get something started. But Mars in Capricorn is exalted because he does so well in making the most of this energy. He's grounded. He's in an earth sign. He's determined. He's okay being solo. He's okay leading the troops. So there's good support right now for your own self-leadership. Self-leadership. And currently, Mars in Capricorn. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is now in Capricorn. So we have this ongoing signature of Capricorn energies that's requiring you to be in your mastery, to go it alone, to know what mountain you're climbing as well as what mountains you've already climbed, but to know that there's work required right now. Where are you directing that? Where are you investing your time? Where are you directing your physical efforts? The Capricorn energy is about time, the time it takes to build. And that's what we're all doing right now, is that we're looking at, okay, where am I? Where am I spending the days of my life? And that's the bigger question, if you will, because this is your life, right? Welcome to your life, and where are you spending your energy? And this is also what this past summer showed you in terms of the eclipses and the retrograde energies of, you know, I don't want to keep spending my time there. And maybe that isn't for me. And that job, that relationship, that passion, that person, that idea that I thought was right for me, it just isn't anymore. And what I feel for this is that there's really this sense of claiming your life. Claiming it, claiming that sense of, I want this. And we have support with that, with the north nodes in Leo that are really making sure that we're in alignment with what our heart wants, what our power is, where we're meant to share and create. And then the Uranus in Taurus energy has been shaking up where we feel worthy and what we believe we can have. Because Taurus is the energy of having, what we buy, what we possess, what we own. And that all starts with the foundation of self-worth. And this energy of Uranus and Taurus shaking up what you believe about your gifts, your talents, your self-worth, your ability to make money, to have money in the bank, to understand where you can have a savings account and feel secure. All of the financial stuff is coming up to look at. And this energy is trining the Saturn in Capricorn. So that's the energy connection here, is that it so strongly ties into what do you want to build and what are you doing, but don't forget to make sure that you're solid in believing that you can have it and that you are worth it and that this is your lifetime to really invest in yourself and your self-worth, because that's where your energy will really rise up and ultimately benefit more people. So the astrology right now with all the planets in Earth signs is really bringing us down to Earth, feet on the ground, practical tasks and steps. The Sun in Virgo is showing us what needs to be improved, organized, made more efficient, where we need to be more healthy, where we need to be more discerning. In my house this past weekend, I went on a rampage cleaning up all the toys and stuff that had just been in places. I mean, we, you know, turned the couch over. Like, it was that kind of Virgo cleaning. I don't have any Virgo in my chart, so I was like, this is a foreign concept for me, but I'm going to go with it. So it was packing up the stuff and organizing it and putting it in the boxes and taking it to Goodwill and then driving around with those Goodwill boxes in the car for a few months. But it's that kind of thing. Like, the Virgo energy right now is saying, get organized in your life. What do you need to organize? Is it on your desk? Is it in your brain? Something needs to get clearer and simplified. Because Virgo, especially when Mercury goes into Virgo here pretty soon, we're all going to start simplifying and thinking about the 1, 2, 3s of our next steps. Mercury goes into Virgo on Friday, September 7th, so in just about 10 days or so. What we're doing right now is we're making sure that we have things in place that need our attention. Like, you need to pay attention to particular details, smaller matters. Virgo energy actually hones in on the details and the specifics and looks at where you can make the incremental changes that count, that are improvements, that matter. Virgo is also about the harvest. It's about what we're ready to harvest right now. And if you look back on the cycle of astrology, it makes beautiful sense how this process unfolds, because it was in Aries that we got the idea, the inspiration, the new beginning. Then in Taurus, we plant the seeds, we water it, we make sure it's in the ground. Then something starts to grow and it spreads in Gemini, because Gemini is about change, immutability. So after the roots have formed, then something grows up and up, and then through Cancer, we water it some more and it comes up into the sun. In Leo, it's when the sun is at its strongest in the northern hemisphere and it receives the strengthening of the sun to keep growing and to reach its full potential. And then in Virgo, the crop is ready to be harvested. And that's really what the Virgo is, energy is what are you ready to harvest after putting in the time, energy, care, and work? And if you're not ready to harvest it, then what are you ready to organize, to change, to edit, to improve? This is all the tasks at hand right now. And it can help to understand that your energy will actually feel supported when you are working with these cycles, because it will show what's easier to do. So, for example, you might finally feel ready to tackle a particular task that, you know, a month ago you just didn't want to bother with, and you thought, nah, I'll get to that later. But under Virgo, we come back around and say, okay, I'm ready to focus on this. I'm ready to just get this one thing done today. So that's really supported right now. And it's good to keep an eye on what comes up for you, what calls to your attention, so that you can be ready to focus and to get some things done. Because Virgo is very productive when it has its sights set on something. Now, we have a few other energies coming up here over the next week, and I want to give you a heads up about the strong influence of Saturn in Capricorn, because Saturn in Capricorn is moving quite slow at 2 degrees, and it has been in this exact degree since August 14th, and it will stay at 2 degrees of Capricorn until September 29th. That's about a month and a half at 2 degrees of Cappy. So if you have any planets or points there in Capricorn or in any cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, that 2 degrees, Saturn sitting there at 2 degrees, is really working on you, and it's really the taskmaster. It could feel like a heaviness. It could feel like a weight. It could feel like you don't know what to do, paralyzed, if you will, because of the weight of the world. But what this energy is about is really honing in on where an energy needs to get stronger within all of us, within each of us, and to understand that there's work to be done with the Saturn in Capricorn, and this is where you could feel your energy is, your energy has to be, or your energy is going right now. And for Saturn to sit at one point for that many weeks, for a month and a half, is significant. And so it could just feel like you're just... But we're meant to see something here. And at this point, at this 2 degrees, is also where Saturn is beautifully trining that Uranus in Taurus energy that I spoke of. So something is being matured in you. It's actually being matured in all of us, wherever 2 degrees of Capricorn is. And it's asking for that spiritual maturity, that sense of autonomy, that sense of, okay, if I need to do this on my own, do I believe that I can handle it? And the Uranus and Taurus energy is saying, yes, you can. You can. And I'm going to zap you with some higher energy of cosmic intelligence. That's what Uranus is too. So Uranus is actually the higher octave of Mercury. Mercury is the human brain, and Uranus is the cosmic intelligence. And these two work together. It can be quite electrifying when they line up. It's where you get those sudden zaps, that sudden quantum leaps of wisdom or understanding. Uranus is where we get these downloads that are quite big and that shakes up what we've known. Now, Uranus earthquakes, such as the number of earthquakes that have been on the west coast of the United States in the past week. There have been at least 3. Uranus in Taurus also, you know, it helped shake up Hawaii when Hawaii was experiencing the volcanic eruption. That was fascinating because it was Uranus moving from Aries, fire, into the earth sign of Taurus, the eruption of the lava from the earth. It's pretty cool how this stuff can line up. And so what we're really working with, my friend, is you're looking at where you have held yourself in or back, where you thought you had to maintain a certain level of security. And Uranus is saying, you don't have to hold that anymore. You don't even need that. And can you step up into your mastery? Can you being encouraged right now for everybody, but you could feel it even more so if you have planets or points at 2 degrees. It's just a big thing that will continue throughout most of September. Now, Saturn is going to station direct on September 6th at this 2-degree point. It's actually 2 degrees, 3. Then Saturn stations direct, and every time a planet stations, it's the slowing down energy. You know, it's basically applying the brakes in your car when you have to reverse, right? You apply the brakes, and then when you have to go forward again, you apply the brakes. So it's a slowdown. And then the energy gains momentum and picks up and moves forward. So I feel like it's beneficial to understand that the heaviness here is about gaining clarity and a new level of commitment to your mission work, your soul work, your mastery. And that is something that only you can do for yourself. You know, it's a bit like going to a gym where you go there to work out, to lift, you know, do the leg lifts, do the lat pull downs. And you can be with other people who are also working out, but you're the one who has to do your own lat pull downs if you want to make the muscle. And you have to do the rowing machine if you want to make the muscle, right? Like, you have to do the work. So that's another way to think of this, is that the Saturn in Capricorn is requiring us to do our work. We got to put in the time, you got to make the commitment, you got to put in the effort. And yet that's also what's going to give you this clarity. Because Saturn in Capricorn is also where you have to say no to something. It's a no energy. It really is. Capricorn says no because Capricorn focuses and says, this is what I'm going for. This is what matters. This is where my energy needs to be. With Mars in Capricorn, it's the same thing. You got to say no somewhere. So allow yourself that. And know that the Sun in Virgo is supporting it, because the Sun in Virgo also eliminates. It says no sugar, no sweets, don't be excessive. You know, Virgo is very much about the details and particulars, and it counts the calories, and it watches how many reps you're actually doing. So there's a sense here that we really have to hone in on how we are investing our time on a daily basis. Because that is what's grounding us right now, and it's like the planets and the energy is showing us this is important, because we're going to need this strength going forward. You're going to need this clarity in yourself going forward. So I'm feeling like there's going to be revelations for yourself around where you need to say no. I can't do that. I can't commit to that. That doesn't matter to me anymore. I don't want that. That's going to be a theme here as we close out August and move into September, is the no's. And it all comes down to intention. Everything does. And so what is your intention for moving forward, leaving something behind, making a change, going in a different direction? What is your intention? Because if you have clarity around that, and it can be, I'm stepping into my purpose, I'm stepping into who I really am, I've realized more about myself than ever before, and I'm committing to that. When you step into that, what happens is that it actually lights up the matrix even more, and it allows you to be in more of your own energy than ever before, and it allows you that higher level of self-love, self-acceptance, self-compassion, and then you spread that energy out into the world, because everything's about energy, right? And you know that, and that's why it's important to be in alignment with your own self-mastery. We're all needing to be strong in that Capricorn area of your chart that is bring it up, you know, what you need to see. And that's why it can feel like challenges and tests and hardship, because it's something you need to see for your own soul growth, to master, to see it differently, to experience yourself differently. All of this is important. All of this is just big right now, because part of our work for so many of us is that, you know, you're paving the way for a new understanding of how to live a satisfying, happy life that's outside of the 3D programming or what you thought it was. And we're doing it collectively, and we're doing it in a way that is basically a bigger timeline. I mean, it's the Age of Aquarius timeline, which is how we are one and we're connected, and what can we do for each other. In the Age of Pisces, it was a different level of energy. It was more about the openings to, I feel it as, Pisces is the oceans. And so I'm feeling it as the waves that opened up intuition, emotion, more understanding of the planet even, and how to offer compassion out. And as the energy moves into Aquarius, there's that sense of we carry that with us. You know, you don't leave it behind. You carry those spiritual teachings forward. You carry that sense of compassion into the Age of Aquarius that allows everyone to be their own unique self, in a way that creates a new, I just see it as a higher level of community, a higher understanding of what it means to contribute to each other, to support each other. And it's the grid. Like, I see it as the matrix grid. And I tend to see it in gold. Sometimes I see it in white, but right now I'm seeing it as in a gold color. That, oh, because it's about the North Node in Leo, the heart energies, and how the matrix is being activated by higher heart energies that we're all connected to. And because you're listening to this kind of show, you already feel this energy, and you're one of the people who is activating it within yourself. And then that's how it changes your energy and creates this new understanding of how to experience your own heaven on earth. Pisces, the Age of Pisces was heaven. It really was about, well, the utopia and what's perfection and what's bliss. And then you understand that and you bring that to the planet to create heaven on earth, to create your own version of it, with, you know, the best you can with the variables that we have. But that's what I'm feeling is part of why we need the strong earth energy right now, is to look at your earth reality, your practical choices, and, of course, how many lat pull-downs you're doing at the gym, because that's what matters at the end of the day. but the energy right now is so supportive of our physical lives. And I think that being spiritual, how do I say this? You can float away and into unicorn land. And you can float away and think that that means you're spiritual. But there's many ways that we practice spirituality. And, of course, I'm not someone to tell you what that is for you. That's what you choose. That's your power. But the bigger understanding of spirituality is how you take the higher principles and you practice them and you incorporate them into your life. And that's not always easy. In the 3D, in the human paradigm, on the spectrum between ego, mind, and compassion and unconditional love, it's very gray. There's a lot of grays, the light gray and the dark grays. But the point is that we're moving the spectrum to a new shade of light that's off the gray scale, but it's focused on how to be self-forgiving and self-compassionate and self-loving when you have your ego flare up, or when you're experiencing something hard, or, you're being hard on yourself. We're understanding how, you know, spirituality includes so much of us that we're never disconnected from spirit. That's not possible. But we can have that perspective at times that we are, and we can be fully in our human selves or in our 3D reality and forget the higher perspective or forget what that is or what that looks like to be practicing the spiritual principles that we know. But it's how we lift up humanity. It's also how we move, like I'm seeing it as evolutionary, the moves away from reptilian, the reptilian mindset and other control mechanisms and paradigms that I don't even want to talk about. But that's what it, that's what we're doing. That's what it moves humanity forward through evolution. And that's why the children who are coming in are so high vibrational, and they have different needs and different requirements in their food, in their teachings, in how they learn. And it's such a celebration to see that the children are so high vibrational. So understand that it's happening and that we're all a part of it, and that it matters how we continue to show up in the world. I had a client earlier this week, and I will keep her name anonymous, but we started this session, and I just felt like she was so angelic. I just felt all this angelic energy within her, that she's just so light. And I said to her, you know, it feels like you aren't even grounded on this planet. Like, it feels like, you know, you're so from other places. And she has her sun in Pisces in the ninth house. So clearly, you know, she does want to be, you know, traveling and exploring and in other realms. And I just kept getting this image of her being angelic, or part of the angelic realms. And as the session unfolded, I just kept seeing her without her feet on the ground. And finally she says to me, well, I'm kind of limited in where I can go because I have a mobility scooter. And I said, oh my goodness, there it is. You're literally not even walking on this planet. You're literally flying around on a scooter, which is so fantastic for your energy, because I feel like it supports your energy. But you're here because your energy is needed, and then you have a scooter to help you get around. And that's why it feels like you're angelic in human form, because you're literally just flying around on your wheels. And so we had a good laugh about that. But it's understanding how some energies have a really hard time in this density of this planet. And you can feel that in your body. And you can feel that in your head. You can feel that in your emotions. And right now, it's so much about what can you do to take care of your physical self in this density, in this reality. And that's why the food choices matter, the healthy lifestyle, the yoga, the working out, the moving your physical body. It's going to help with so much. Even EFT, tapping, emotional freedom technique, I recommend that to many clients, in fact, because of what gets stuck in your emotional energy field and how you have to clear that out. So all of this is relevant right now, although I could say that it's relevant all the time, but this is where it's really important for you to be grounded in who you are right now, so that you can own who you are and own the changes that have transpired over the past number of months, and feel strong in yourself, and feel strong in yourself. One thing I'm doing to offer to you is another one of my books is free from August 29th until Sunday, September 2nd on Amazon worldwide. And this is a story, it's a short chapter, short story, excuse me, with spiritual teachings about healing anger and pain with forgiveness and peace. And this is a short story that I hope resonates with you. The link is below this video or this show, and it's from the book The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire, which is a collection of reincarnation stories that I channeled. And this particular chapter is about, it's set in Japan, about a warrior who is locked away in a dungeon and how he got what happened in his world out of the situation to greater peace around his life and what transpired and the big losses he had and all of this. And this book was channeled to me. Every chapter in this book was channeled, but this particular character was so strong for me, and I'm offering it to you because I hope it heals something that's stuck, whether it's anger from the past, whether it's pain you've been unconsciously holding. I just hope it helps you move through something. And at the end of the chapter, there's the spiritual teachings that talk about some of, so for example, divine masculine energies and what that's about. So that book is free, so that more people can enjoy it. It's available as an audiobook as well, although that is not free. But I'm looking at how I can support you more and what I can offer you. And sometimes I can offer you my books for free. So that's what I'm trying to do right now, to help the collective, right, to help all of us move through some big things. Now, September is going to start here in a few days, and it could even be September by the time you listen to this show. And it has a whole new energy coming in September that feels much more grounded and grounding. We're going to have a new moon in Virgo at 17 degrees, and that's on September 9th. I just posted a video on YouTube where I walk you through what that energy signature is and what that looks like. What you want to do is look at where 17 degrees of Virgo is in your chart, because that is actually the end point of eclipse season. This last full moon was part of eclipses, and then this upcoming new moon begins the next chapter after the eclipse energies rocked and rolled us. This new moon is quite grounding. It has beautiful support. Pluto with a trine and a number of other things that I'll even talk about in next week's show. But I wanted to give you that update on what's coming here in September, because after every full moon, we're still clearing things out. You know, well, in my case, I still have those boxes in the back of my car that I have to take to Goodwill. And I'm going to do it this week, I promise. But that's kind of what it is, like the lingering stuff that you're like, okay, this is done, I'm clearing this out, it's over, and then you still got to do what's necessary to actually clear it out. The other thing I wanted to touch on about the current energy cycles that I think is important is how the lunation cycles have been reversed, and I'll explain that. The sun just went into Virgo on August 23rd, 24th. A few days later, the sun opposed the moon in Pisces. We had a full moon. Then, in a few weeks, we're going to have the new moon in Virgo. In a quote-unquote normal lunation cycle, it would happen the other way around. The sun would move into Virgo. We'd have a new moon in Virgo, where the sun and the moon would meet up in Virgo, they'd be on the same page. And then 2 weeks later, we'd have the full moon in Pisces that would show you what you didn't know, what you didn't see, what you had to let go of. So typically, the normal cycle is that you would have the new moon and then the full moon. But it's been reversed. And it's been that way for most of this year. It was this way last year as well. And what it means is that when we have the full moon before the new moon, we have some kind of big emotional something, especially in Pisces, because the full moon shows you something. So I get the visual of the sun in Virgo, you know, just joined. And all of a sudden there's a new full moon that's like blasting light. And the sun is like, what's going on? I just got here. I'm only at 3 degrees. What's going on? And there's some kind of big news or big development or crisis or emotional reaction with the full moon. And then it tapers down and things relax. It's like, okay, let's gather ourselves together. And then we're going to meet up at the new moon and be on the same page. And then keep going. So it's been a different cycle to have a full moon before the new moon. And if you've listened to this show for a while, I've talked about this before. But it's important to know that it's almost like being reactionary, because you didn't realize something and then it comes up and then, okay, wait, I need to figure this out. Instead of there being a slow buildup or a more progressive buildup to the revelation. So it's been in reverse, and it's going to happen that way also when we have the full moon in Aries on September 24th. That's at 2 degrees of Aries. So again, the sun will just have moved into Libra. It'll be at 2 degrees of Libra, and then the moon in Aries will light it up and be like, oh my gosh, did you know about this? Blah, blah, blah. It'll be really intense. And then the sun will keep going through Libra and try to find its balance again after that big full moon. And then it will have a new moon in Libra 2 weeks later. That will be on October 9th and 10th at 15, 16 degrees of Libra. And then it will feel more balanced. So the lunation cycle is in reverse right now, and that affects how we move through these energies. It happens again on October 24th, where there's a full moon in Taurus. And then I'm looking ahead here to see if it reverts back. It doesn't look like this year we're going to have the moons in their natural lunation cycle. So we're going to continue with having a full moon and then the new moon. That can help understand, even if you feel like you're in a crisis, if something keeps coming up as a crisis first and then you solve it, or if you get some kind of big revelation and then you get to put the pieces together and understand what it's about, that's just, it's just part of the cycle right now. And it's something that we're meant to work with. But I just wanted to bring that up to your awareness, because it can help to understand why things can feel jolted or jilted, like shaken, where you're just, it can even give that sense of, I'm always in cleanup mode, or I'm always trying to figure things out after the fact or bring it together afterwards. That's just part of what the lunation cycle is doing throughout the rest of 2018. So it's never boring, isn't it? It keeps us on our toes and makes sure that we are, again, you know, being mindful of our feelings, of our feminine selves, of our emotional world, of our reactions, of what's coming up for our attention, and to know that whatever that might be, you're going to be supported in finding those answers and understanding what you need to go forward. So thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the show. Keep in mind that I've been doing this since 2012, and you can go back and listen to any of the previous topics that I've covered about consciousness, spirituality, some awesome guests I've connected with through the years. So if you have time, or if you're looking to listen to more, please do that. And also, I just want to give a shout out to all my new listeners on YouTube. Thank you so much for how you're supporting each other in the comments. The comments where you're there for each other, you're cheering each other on. It's fantastic. It's awesome. And I just want to recognize you for how you're helping each other out. So thank you, my friends. I appreciate you. And I'll see you back here next Monday for a new show. And that is actually a holiday here in the United States. That's Labor Day, but I'll still be doing a show. So I'll see you then and have a beautiful week ahead. Take good care.